This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what happened in the cattle market today?
Well, our cattle market today started off with upside, Leslie, as it carried through from the strong close we saw on Friday, especially in the feeder cattle. But we could not hold that in the live cattle day as they ended up trading mixed, the most of the session closing mixed also, while the feeder cattle ended up holding their upside and closing higher. We did not have a lot of fresh news. We saw choice box beef 25 cents higher, selects up $1.13 on a movement of 67 loads. We saw an estimated cattle kill day of 115,000 head. On the close today, we saw our June cattle contract close on the downside by 32 cents, August down 7. August feeders were 60 higher, October feeders up 52, and June lean hogs 55 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
91 high schools from three states. It's Classic Bowl 27, the greatest all-star football extravaganza in America, and it's coming to Woodward Saturday, May 30th. But there's more than just football. It's a 227-member honor band, 125 of the best cheerleaders in three states, and over 94 outstanding basketball players gather in Woodward throughout Classic Bowl week. Basketball, Tuesday and Thursday evenings. The awards banquet, Friday night. Plus a parade, Saturday in downtown Woodward. All activities culminate with Classic Bowl 27 football, Saturday evening, May 30th. Be at Boomer Stadium early. The pregame festivities start at 7. Don't miss this Classic Bowl. Tickets to all Classic Bowl events are on sale now by calling 580-256-4101. 580-256-4101. It's Classic Bowl 27, Saturday, May 30th. Don't miss it. Classic Bowl is owned and operated by the 101 Classic Bowl Foundation.
Tom, what led to the sharp losses in the wheat markets?
Well, Leslie, more than anything, it was overall selling across the board in the commodity markets today. We also saw the dollar have a high trade day, I believe the highest in the last 22 sessions. We had no fresh news out there in the marketplace for our grains that was priced positive, so we resume following the trend to the downside in our wheat, our corn, and our soybeans, and we saw negative closes today. We also saw both old crop and new crop corn and soybean futures make new contract lows today. On the close, July KC wheat down 22, September down 22 3/4, July Chicago down 21 3/4, July corn down a nickel, December corn down 4.5, July soybeans down 1 3/4, November beans down 2 1/4, and July cotton managed 1 point higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
It is 866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.